Joining us right now, Captain Jared Brown, Commander of Naval Air Station Key West. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, Captain, we've had a change in the weather since we talked to you last. Things are cooling down. Winds are pretty stiff. What's that doing to your operations and the use of your various runways?
Well, there's a couple things going on. The winds will cause us to focus mostly on our largest runway, which is where we do most of our operations, but they can vary, so we may see ourselves moving around a little bit to some of the other runways, but from here until Thanksgiving's really light operations. We will not have a lot of aircraft here as we had in the last 3 weeks, so folks will see a lull in operations here, and that's also some goodness in that, because with the arrival of the turkey vultures, that can cause us to shift our patterns, either by an ATC or air traffic controller can cause that to shift, or the pilot himself will see the flock of birds and make sure that he steers well clear of those turkey vultures.
What happens if a jet hits one?
Well, it's called a bird strike, and you treat them very seriously, so you do everything you can to avoid them. But if you do strike one, there are a set of procedures that you follow, and you return back and land and assess the damage, repair it, and get the airplane back into operation.
Mm. I know a couple of years ago when we had the Blue Angels here for the air show, there were a flock of vultures circling, and I think it kind of led to a few people with some thoughts.
Well, the 2004 air show with those blues, some of the debriefs I've gotten over time was that they were here. It did cause some concerns, but there's a set of processes that we use to assess the risks and how we manage those risks. And as evinced by a very successful air show, those processes work, but you have to treat it very seriously. It's a new thing in your aviation that you're not used to, and you treat it seriously, and you manage those risks.
Is the change in the wind direction going to mean different changes for folks on, say, Stock Island at some of the ends of the runways there?
I would say no. The runway 7 is our primary runway, and that's where the vast majority of our operations are conducted on. Sometimes that wind will shift the direction enough that will cause us to use one or two of the other runways, but the main one's always been 7.
Speaking of that, to the Development Review Committee for Monroe County took up the issue recently of what kind of input should the Navy have and the decibel, 65 decibel contour have in terms of deciding development in that area?
Well, it's Bill, the county's comprehensive plan, or comp plan as it's often called, that thing's very important, and it's bigger than the ACUs. It's bigger than the 65 day-night average noise level. We went to the meeting. Two of my experts went to that meeting. And it's a step in the right direction, but I think David Paul Horan captured it quite well, wearing his hat with the Florida Defense Alliance in his letter to the editor that was in the paper this morning, that it needs to add a few more things to it. It needs to go beyond Boca Chica. I've got a number of operational airfields, or not airfields, but number of operational annexes around here that we need to make sure that the comp plan, as it goes forward, really addresses the spirit and intent of Florida Senate Bill 1604 about the importance of the state's military installations and making sure we've got compatible use around it, and to help protect against encroachment. So I've got a lot of work to do there. I know a couple of commissioners were present at that meeting. We tried to get our point across, feel like we didn't get our point across, so we're going to be making sure we get with the county and continue to make sure that our input to the county comp plan is heard.
Some people say this might have been jumping the gun, since the county commission and the Navy are not supposed to meet until December 5th to consider some of these issues.
Well, if you're talking about the ACUs, I agree with you. The ACUs has been, we've been, and thanks to your radio show, we've been able to help make sure we get the word out that 5 December is going to be the county's ACUs, and the city will be there too to talk about it in a public forum. I was surprised at the DRC meeting that the ACUs came up to the extent that he did. So I'm not sure how the county will address that fact, but the Navy, we still stay on target for 5 December to talk about it with the community some more.
Okay. Well, we'll be able to talk more about that as it approaches, too.
You bet.
Meanwhile, great parade on Sunday.
Bill, thank you for emceeing. As always, you do a great job. And
my pleasure.
And it was just a blast. And I need to make sure we acknowledge a couple of folks.